Morons. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. Uh-huh. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace.
Right.
Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz! It's all about the buzz.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Broadcasting from In of Doors, the Don and Mike Show.
Buzzy, we want to thank Todd at Masters Costumes, Annadale VA, helping us out with the Homovember show today.
Of course.
And I finally found the tape I was looking for. My apologies. A little brain fart there with the Larry King tape we couldn't find and the other thing. Ass of the week. Seriously. A-hole of the week.
Ooh.
Nick Saban. Guy is the head football coach at the University of Alabama.
Right.
They've lost two games in a row.
Okay.
I want you to listen to his press conference from yesterday. As he digs his own hole. Nick Saban.
Changes in history usually occur after some kind of catastrophic event. It may be 9/11, which, you know, sort of changed the spirit, you know, of America relative to a catastrophic event. You know, Pearl Harbor got us ready for, you know, World War II or whatever, and that was a catastrophic event.
All right, so now following along, just so you know, head football coach of Alabama.
Right.
9/11, catastrophe.
I right. smell something coming here.
Pearl Harbor, catastrophe.
Right.
And I don't think anyone in this room would have bet that, you know, we would lose back to get back games to Mississippi State or ULM. No disrespect to either one of those teams.
Oh.
They talk about alcoholics and people like that who never, ever change until they hit rock bottom.
Right.
Well, they change because when they hit rock bottom, they have an awareness.
There you go.
Perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Nick Saban from the University of Alabama.
Has it all in perspective. They lost two games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
He compares it to Pearl Harbor and 9/11.
And being an alcoholic.
And alcoholics hitting rock mm-hmm. bottom. Hey, I'd like to be at those practices this
the
week.
Players as a whole haven't responded. Have you ever
No, I think we should sugarcoat it. I really do. I think we should sugarcoat it. And when they're doing the wrong thing, we should sugarcoat it and say, you know, that's good. You're doing good. We love you for doing the wrong stuff. I think that's what we should do. I think that's how we'll really be successful in the future. I really do. And I'm going to tell you what. That ain't ever going to happen here. It's never going to happen. Not as long as I'm here. And if we can't win doing it the right way and getting guys to do the right things, then I won't be here.
He's having a nervous breakdown right on the TV.
And I wish nobody would ask me about that anymore. Because I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Every coach that I've ever been around that sugarcoats it for the players, it does no good and it just blows up. Rubbing and loving their neck and rubbing their neck and all that stuff when they're doing the wrong thing.
Whoa.
And if we did that, y'all would crucify us. Is that what kind of program you want here? Is that what kind of program you want the University of Alabama have
feeling the
to
pressure.
Represent the people
yep.
in this state, the great tradition that we have here, and the great institution that this is, and the great state that this is, and all the people that we represent, that's what you want? You answer that question.
The question was...
Don't stutter. Answer the question. It's yes or no, like a lie detector.
Wow. Oh, you know, normally you think it's only NFL coaches that have the total meltdowns.
Ass of the week.
Yeah. Nick Saban. Nice job. Way to keep everything really in perspective.
So, you know, maybe you lost someone in 9/11. Mm-hmm. Maybe you lost someone in Pearl Harbor or WW2. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, Alabama's lost two games in a row.
That's right. That's just like an alcoholic hitting rock bottom.
Perspective, people.
And they represent the state. So now they're in politics, too.
Don't sugarcoat it.
Don't rub their necks or anything like that. You don't want to do that. Give them a hug and a kiss when they lose a football game.
Don't booger sugarcoat it. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi.
A Baltimore, nowhere to be found on the government's latest list of the top five cities for venereal disease.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
A week ago, the Centers for Disease Control put out a report saying that the numbers for all sexually transmitted diseases were up and that chlamydia cases had hit an all-time high. Now, the numbers have been broken down by location. Starting at number one, your top five gonorrhea cities are Memphis, Milwaukee,
okay.
Indianapolis,
right.
Jacksonville, and St. Louis.
You know, I would think Jacksonville would probably be the number one choice for gonorrhea.
And I'm a little surprised at Indianapolis. We've been to Indianapolis. I didn't think of that as a big VD city. For chlamydia.
That's right, Peyton Manning.
For chlamydia.
And you know, if he's got it, the whole team's got it.
It's all Peyton's fault.
No, actually, Tony Dungy's the guy that got it.
Yeah, well, he got it from Peyton.
Yeah, Tony Dungy was out screwing around on his wife and got VD.
Yeah, chlamydia Dungy.
And then gave it to the whole team.
For chlamydia, Memphis again, number one. Right. Milwaukee again, number two. After that, Virginia Beach, hey. Austin, and Birmingham. As for SIF, it's Birmingham, Memphis, Atlanta, Houston, and Dallas. The most gonorrhea-free cities are, yeah, from number one, Boston, Providence, Portland, Oregon, Salt Lake City, and San Jose.
All right, Boston, way to go.
The most
Wake up!
The most chlamydia-free cities are Miami, Boston, Pittsburgh, New Orleans, and Providence. The most SIF-free cities are Cleveland, Cincinnati, Portland, Buffalo, and again, Salt Lake City.
Wow.
I would think there's a lot of disease in Cleveland as well. I mean, I'm not making the standard,
Drew Carey,
not making the standard joke about Cleveland, but yeah, right. I would think so.
The most SIF-free studio in this building is this one.
Dennis Kucinich looks like he might have something. You never know.
He probably got it from that teenage girl that he's with.
Oh. That little elfin-like man.
That's what stunted his growth, is the chlamydia.
The chlamydia.
He got it when he was 12.
The chlamydia.
Washington, D.C. ranks first on the list of states with the highest syphilis rates.
We're not a state.
I know, but they put it on the state list.
Well, if you're
going to
call it on a state list, then make us a state.
Exactly.
Taxation without representation.
Right on.
That's right, Rob.
Kiss my ass.
Washington, D.C.'s longstanding ban on handguns is the subject of an upcoming Supreme Court case, but it might set the table for the future of all gun rights cases in America. The Supreme Court yesterday announced it's agreed to hear arguments against the 31-year ban. This legal challenge claims the ban violates our Second Amendment right to bear arms.
Hi, this is Wendell Hall. In all this excitement, I sort of forgot myself.
Justice Hall.
This is a Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world. So what you've got to be asking yourself is, do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? Good luck.
The court's decision is expected in the spring.
And if you have any questions about this weekend, simply call Rob's friend Brad.
Yeah, he'll answer.
Here's the key to it all right here. If the court upholds D.C.'s handgun ban, it's basically saying that the government can ban gun ownership. But if the Supreme Court strikes down D.C.'s ban on handguns, that could also wipe out the laws across the country that ban the possessions of AK-47s and other assault rifles.
And that's what they're going for.
Apparently so.
Remember last week you inquired as to how many guns Brad owned?
Yes, sir. That's your buddy Brad.
I estimated 15. I was wrong.
How many has he got?
60.
60 guns?
5 dozen.
Yeah. Well, it turns out, and I asked him, I said, that seems a bit extreme. He works part-time at a gun store. And if a used one comes in he likes, he buys it, takes it home, and puts it in his safe. And he doesn't keep track of them. So
60?
He counted them as 60 guns.
It's an arsenal.
Why keep track of them?
You never know when you're going to need one.
Yeah, and if you have one, you might as well have 60.
Well, he's protecting his house.
I just remembered the pistol-handled shotgun.
Yeah, oh, that's fun.
Which is I just don't see you going out on the weekend and hunting ducks with that kind of weapon.
You make duck pate.
How many automatic weapons does your friend Brad own?
I think automatic weapons are illegal, so none.
I had a neighbor one time that had an AK-47 built into the wall.
That's clever.
So that if he was ever in a real emergency situation, he would punch through the drywall to get at his weapon.
Oh, it didn't flop down like an ironing board?
That's right. Secret stash.
A Murphy gun.
Right.
Now, it may get even harder to find.
That's like from like the Untouchables time.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little like Sopranos, too.
No, I mean, I think it goes back even further. I mean,
Tommy gun.
I'm thinking back exactly, Buzz, mm-hmm. like when guys had on straw hats.
Right. Like,
get me a money, she. Yeah. And then we get the big Model T.
He's got the stash in his wall.
Yeah, they would go, hey, right here, there's a gun. I got a bottle of Prohibition-free booze right here. See, right in my mouth. I just got to go. Here's my gun. See, behind the wall.
He was scary. He was a scary neighbor.
And that's when you got that DJ name, right? Tommy Gun.
Tommy Gun with you.
It might get even harder to find a Nintendo Wii game console after this story. Tony got home from Iraq in July. His last name and hometown are being withheld to protect his privacy. Tony's friends told him that his wife had been seeing a professional bowler in his absence.
Hey.
Tony asked her about it. She said she'd met the guy just once and kissed him and felt horrible about it.
Did she do the 7-10 split?
Hey.
Tony forgave her.
What about the finger holes?
And then he started playing some video games. He looked in on the Me channel. That's where you'll find a character who looks like you or some other player. That's where Tony found himself, his wife, and the professional bowler.
Someone else has put their fingers in this ball.
I don't like the smell of this bowling ball at all.
there's a bowling game for Wii, and it keeps all of your scorecards. Tony found that not just once, but night after night in his absence, his wife had been playing the Wii bowling game with the professional bowler in his house and whatever else Wii can imagine.
Well, it's moving all the way to, we were talking about it yesterday with the Rockstar game,
right,
that you actually someday will have the simulated sex game. It's going to happen.
But one researcher claims the Wi-Fi radiation from the Wii router promotes autism. Dr. George Carlo, writing in the Australasian Journal of Clinical Environmental Medicine.
Mom!
He says,
I'm the oldest man in the world.
He says the electrical waves given off by the router cause metals to become trapped in brain cells.
All right.
And that, he says, accelerates the onset of autism. The FDA, meanwhile, is looking into the safety of the hot new stop-smoking drug Chantix. We'll tell you why when we continue.
Chantix, baby.
Chantix, wasn't she in the drag show?
Yes.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
When their show comes on, I tune the rest of the world out.
Such pleasant times I'm bound to have while the radio plays them.
I listen to them like hotcakes.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Are they strong? Listen, bud. They've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How the frig are you?
I'm doing all right.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too. The FDA, as I mentioned, looking into the safety of that very hot new stop-smoking drug, Chantix. Specifically, they want to know what happens if you drink alcohol while taking Chantix. In Dallas, a musician on both died after a violent outburst. Also being studied, whether depression and suicidal thoughts are a side effect for some.
What in the world is wrong with these people?
In the days and weeks after you start taking the drug.
Chantix.
A new study out this week warns that in spite of the health scares and big recalls, dangerous toys are still on the shelves.
All right.
The U.S. Public Interest Research Group says there's still a lot of toys and jewelry loaded with lead, dangerous chemicals, powerful magnets, and small chokeable parts.
But every girl and boy wants a toy.
Don't forget, get your lineups in for fantasy football.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Tomorrow's the day.
We got a whole. I got almost a whole new team. And you know what I have? You know those little orange flags that you see next to great performances?
Someone who's hot?
I got almost every player of mine has an orange flag. That's how I'm doing it now, and I don't have to think about the teams.
And remember, Mike, you have to have your lineups in by 5 p.m. tomorrow. So right after dinner.
I already set my lineup in, Spaghetti.
Okay. You, hey!
If all goes according to plan,
yes,
tomorrow it will be the smorgasbord of appetizers, mm-hmm, shrimp cocktail,
right,
some California rolls, some cheese and crackers. That's during the Packers game.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Then you got the real meal, the turkey, all of the side dishes.
Mm-hmm.
That's during the Cowboys game.
Right.
And then, oh, my God, thank God there's a game tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right. There is a game tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, the Colts game is going to be the chocolate pecan pie event.
I love that. You're working your TV around food. Somebody's having Thanksgiving at his own house.
Yeah, right. And what a fantastic change it is.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Seriously.
Is the Indianapolis game at home?
No.
Oh, because I was going to have Carrie make for dessert chlamydia pie.
Chlamydia, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Peyton pie.
One children's tea set contained 21 times the legal limit for lead. We'll spare you the sad statistics and just say that a lot of kids' backpacks, rain ponchos, and lunch boxes are also contaminated.
I urge everyone to do what we do here at Rock 96.
What do you do?
Get the lead out.
Yeah, and I think they're overblowing that story about the tea set. I'm buying the Tom Gavin tea set for my kids.
The consumer group says 9 out of every 100 toys it tested proved hazardous.
I got Carrie a lead poncho. I'm hoping for lockjaw.
A lead poncho.
Now, as if that weren't enough, the Christmas trees imported to Hawaii from the mainland.
I'll tell you one good thing about those toys, though. This just came to me.
Uh-huh.
Superman could not see through them.
That's true.
Right. Remember, because his X-ray vision
can't see through
does
lead.
Not work in,
but
in lead.
These toys would protect him from kryptonite.
But what about the Christmas trees in Hawaii?
In Hawaii?
There you go.
Hawaii.
They're infested with yellow jacket wasps.
Oh, well, that's where the bees are.
Bees.
That's where them bees are. We thought we didn't have them bees now. They're all in the Christmas trees.
bees. They're tearing my flesh off. Bees.
The worst part is Hawaii has a delicate ecosystem with the most endangered species of any place in America.
Why you say it like that,
Hawaii,
boy?
That's how the locals say it.
That's what killed Don Ho, was them bees.
Hawaii. The pastor of a mega church in Atlanta has confessed he knocked up his brother's wife.
Let's get our Christ on.
What's worse, a court-ordered paternity test has exposed Archbishop Earl Polk as having lied about all of it under oath. So it turns out the 34-year-old head pastor is not the archbishop's nephew. He's the archbishop's son.
Tell me, are you wearing tie-dye underwear? Are you wearing any underwear at all?
They're just black.
The archboner.
The family still runs the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit at Chapel Hill Harvester Church, but the multi-million dollar ministry they built is now crumbling.
Harvester Church. What was the John Deere Church not available?
That's International Harvester.
Thank you, Buzz.
The Naughty Cheerleaders. Dateline, Northern California.
The Naughty Cheerleaders.
Northern California.
That's right.
What you see is what you get with Females for Hire.
Six female cheerleaders for the Ripon High Indians were removed from the field and told not to return after they raised their skirts under the Friday night lights.
Mark Ripon High School. One, two, three. Win, win, win. Let's not look like old Mark's skin.
It was pretty innocent stuff. Not even underwear was exposed. The girls wear white short shorts under their skirts and raised the back of the skirts only briefly to reveal the letters INDIANS! Exclamation mark. Indians. It was
Let's kick them. Let's beat their bones. Because this high school's namesake's got a face worse than Tommy Lee Jones.
It was the last game of a terrible season for the Indians. As the basketball season begins there now, the cheerleaders are suspended, and they're not even being given a chance to make up the coursework they're missing.
Lick the knives, lick the knives.
Yes. Give it to him. He's a barn burner. Hey, you know what?
What?
Rip's skin ain't as bad as Norv Turner's.
No one's is.
The assignment the cheerleaders are missing? Oh, reading Shakespeare, of course. Movie director Ang Lee has gone way over the top since he made Brokeback Mountain. In his new Chinese film, Lust Caution, there's violence and sex and violent sex. Lee's been hinting that some of what's seen in the film is real.
Now I will make love to you using this lead-based toy.
Some of the sex scenes are quite long.
This will be violent.
The film has been controversial, to say the least. Lee cut some of the stuff himself to get the movie past Chinese censors, but it's showing uncut in Hong Kong and on the internet, and it's a huge success.
We will make love, and then you will drink out of tea set.
Lick this chopstick. Eat made of lead.
Go see most honorable Blair Michaels.
Oh, fantastic drag queen.
But doctors are now warning the Chinese people not to try some of the positions they see in the movie. Quoting one doctor, only women with flexible bodies that have gymnastics or yoga experience are able to perform them without physical harm.
Ooh, Kama Sutra. Ooh, there we go. Yes,
nice illustrated picture.
Ooh, put your leg behind your ear.
That's Tina Turner. She's not a woman.
Oh, that's right, Shaniqua.
Oh, most honorable drag queen.
Drag queen.
And now a Chinese antivirus company is warning computer users not to download Ang Lee's new movie because about 15% of those downloads include a damaging computer virus. When we return, news about breastfeeding.
Well,
mommy boobies.
Thanksgiving comes early.
That couldn't have been your lead. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, sure, boy.
Sure.
It's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure.
Boy,
it's
sure.
Funny, right?
If you get a chance, check out our website, donandmikewebsite.com. If you go, click on the icon that says Photo Gallery, you'll see that we've loaded a bunch of photos of the Homovember Spectacular. You'll see
how pretty all the girls are.
Blair Michaels, right, and the guy that looked like Ann Coulter, and the guy that was our Tina Turner, and there's quite a few photos. What a shock. Buzz is in a lot of the photos that made the webpage.
If it has anything to do with sex, it has to do with Buzz.
Anyway, check it out. It's there for you. And some of those make outstanding screensavers.
Oh, yes. I agree. Keep them all year.
Recommend them.
Now here's Curly Joe. Hi there, Ringo.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hey.
By the way, the breastfeeding news. The University of Kentucky researchers.
Mommy boobies.
They say breastfeeding is not what makes a woman's breasts begin to sag. for a long time, a lot of women have believed this to be the case and avoided breastfeeding for exactly that reason.
No, it's constant squeezing.
But researchers say it's not the breastfeeding. It's
That's what I was telling Beatrice Arthur all those years.
Hers, man, in her 20s, they started going south.
Not the breastfeeding. It's having the baby in the first place. The other cause of sagginess is smoking, which breaks down the elastin in a person's skin.
Oh, that's not true.
In fact, to know.
Grab life by the balls.
How you doing, Beatrice?
Men sleep better with a woman at their side than they do when they sleep alone. Women, just the opposite. It's the snoring, mostly. They studied this at the Minnesota Regional Sleep Disorders Center in Minneapolis. The neurology professor behind the study says even though it goes against stereotype, men are very dependent on close relationships, and sharing a bed reinforces that relationship.
Share the bed.
One reason perhaps other studies have shown married men to be happier than single men.
I love you, darling. Now put your head under the covers. Smell my Dutch oven.
Yeah, sounds like farts got in a fight.
Here's how it plays out in real
life. Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
In the U.S., nearly one in four couples sleep in separate beds. In Canada.
Let's say hi to Rob and Carrie Spiewak from Ashburn, Virginia, our first couple here on the Unhappily Married Game.
Congratulations, kids.
A lot of times we start out in the same bed.
Mm-hmm.
We just end up away.
In Canada, more than a third of all couples sleep separately. And finally, the Marine Corps base known as Camp Pendleton is about halfway between Los Angeles and San Diego. And nearby is Jensen Beach, where men sometimes go to meet other men for quick anonymous sex. Some have been arrested by undercover deputies. But deputies can't be everywhere all the time. And
why men's rooms?
They have other criminals to pursue.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Hi, Blair.
So soon, there may be cameras with bright lights and loudspeakers.
Why?
And a recorded warning to stop whatever you're doing or the recording starts in 1 minute.
A county commissioner. Well, a minute gives you a long time to get business done.
Oh, yeah, you can finish.
A county commissioner has proposed.
Christ, I'm the 62nd man. I kind of pride myself on that.
Go to the beach.
County commissioners proposed that the cameras cover every inch of the beach except the restrooms, you know, for privacy reasons. I'm Buzz okay. Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh!
I got my eye on you, Johnny Ringo.
He's all revved up after that drag show.
I don't know about you, but I'm coming down off that absinthe, man.
Yeah, and I'm full of tryptophan.
We got to go have a good weekend. Have a safe holiday, everybody. We'll be back on Monday. Good day to you, sir.
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 Man who's about to lose his balls. Hi, Rob.
Never guess what I did yesterday.
What?
Castrated two horses with Herschel Savage.
Peter North.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Herschel Bernardi.
Great hey. Porn star.
This is the Don and Mike Show.